As we do every Friday, we end the show with a personal story. But instead of one of our usual voices, we've got a special look back at our series on the Black literary imagination. We asked several of our guests after their interviews to share with us some of their favorite books and childhood reading memories. We then cut those together with a few series highlights, and the result is this week's snapshot.
Oh, well, you said Walter Mosley. I love Walter Mosley's work.
My name is Joyce Carol Thomas. My favorite book is Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston.
I love Melville. I love Twain. I love Ellison.
Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say...
Well, the first book that really turned me on was collected works of Nathaniel West.
The Mummy, Dracula, that kind of thing. I don't think I ever imagined myself as a horror writer or a speculative fiction writer at that time, but I was definitely drawn to that type of writing from a very young age.
Two books stick out in my mind. The first one would have to be Child of God by Lolita Files, as well as Harlem Girl Lost by author Treasure E. Blue.
For me, I mean, early on, Devil in a Blue Dress, I can't tell you the number of times that I read that and just how everything is a character, you know, every location is a character, being specific. Every character has his or her own personality.
Her characters who are ghosts become real people for me. And so she was in touch with a dimension that most people are not in touch with. And so it's always exciting to see that.
I've only seen my mother cry twice in my life. The first time when it came on the radio that Martin Luther King Jr. had been assassinated. And the second time was when the therapist told my mother, I've never forgotten his words. I'm sorry, Mrs. Pitts, your son is functionally illiterate.
This is going to sound silly, but I used to play hooky from school and go to the Carnegie Public Library across the street from my house and read all day. And I used to love to discover new books.
Oh, this is such a hard question. I'm so torn.
Sister Soldier's book, The Coldest Winter Ever. That was so instructive.
Walter Mosley, Ed McBain. Right now I'm reading Anais Nin.
From Baldwin and Hurston to we've done Du Bois, we've done Poitier's memoir, we've done Miles Davis.
I'm going to go ahead because I'm feeling sentimental, especially listening to Octavia's voice, and say Parable of the Sower, which there are so many other books, but that book is such a journey that it actually makes you stronger as the reader as you go on.
And one book I read was something called The Egyptian, about ancient Egypt during time of turmoil. I love that book.
You know, there are no boring subjects, just boring writers.
You want to read work that reflects yourself, not necessarily literally yourself, but your perspective, your point of view, and the community around you. And if you don't see it in the work in front of you, as a writer, you're challenged to write it yourself.
A book club gives you a way to be sort of an unofficial cultural anthropologist in that you tap into other people's lives.
There's this great line in the book where he says, in talking about the beginning of slavery. He tells the small story of the first ship and the so-and-so dropped anchor into the muddy waters of history. I thought, wow, yeah, exactly. That's it.
That was Byron Pitts, Eric Jerome Dickey, Betty Baye, Joyce Carol Thomas, Nakia Murray, Ismail Reed, James Allen McPherson, Tanana Reeve Due, and Cherie R. Thomas with this week's Snapshot. In case you missed a conversation on our series on the Black literary imagination, or you just want to listen again, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.